AIDS drops Russia's population. Believers use the gospel to counter. Prayer advances an evangelistic meeting in the voodoo capital of Haiti. And a Christian group launches a special farming project in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Russia is facing a major demographic crisis, a population drop of more than 700,000 people each year. Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the issue in his recent State of the Nation speech. Russian Ministry's Anita Danica says while Putin talked of the population problems,
he didn't mention that a major contributing factor to this is the HIV crisis, the AIDS crisis in Russia, which is just spiraling.
80% of those infected in Russia are under 30 years old. Danica says it's the youth who are dying, and Russian Ministries is trying to reach them with the hope of Christ.
We're certainly focusing on next generation leadership, on evangelizing, equipping, mobilizing the youth who are going to fill the pews and the pulpits and the parliament. And at the same time, we can't ignore that they're dying at this rate.
There are signs of hope, but the church needs prayer. Next, Plaine de Nour is considered the center of voodoo practice in Haiti. The region is a challenge for those who are committed to evangelism there. Believers are gearing up for gospel meetings beginning May 25th. Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, is kicking things off by doing a prayer walk around the city. Men for Missions' Bill Evans.
We'll go and be obedient to what the Lord's called us to do, as we've been doing with Operation Saturation and now with the New Day Project for Haiti. We just want to claim that land for Christ and clear the land of all the problems that the enemy would attempt to throw up in our way.
Evan says they have a partner on the ground who's been involved in the planning. The most urgent prayer request is that
as the evangelism effort begins on the 25th and goes through the 3rd of June, that the doors of heaven would be open wide and that people would rush in to receive a Savior. That's our prayer and that's our hope.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Years of civil war in Liberia caused Western missionaries to leave, forcing nationals to take over the work. While positive for the church, Pastor Isaac Wagar, superintendent of the Liberian Wesleyan Church, says it left a vacuum of theological education. Wagar says many pastors went to the U.S. for training, but that didn't work.
More than 90% of the people who receive these scholarships and come to America don't go back. So Grand Rapids Theological Seminary, they are taking theological education to Liberia.
President of Cornerstone's GRTS, Doug Fagerstrom, says it's more than just taking theology to Liberia.
Grand Rapids Theological Seminary is not interested in starting our own schools around the world. We're only interested in training a core group of indigenous nationals who in turn will develop their own theological schools.
Pastors are needed to combat Islam, which could take over the country unless something's done. Meanwhile, Book of Hope's Godman film team says the youth in the Philippines are responding to the life story of Christ. Shown in schools, the movie has been a source of encouragement to some of the workers as well. Recently, a principal wanted to see the response forms that the students filled out after viewing the film. She said this information would help the school better respond to the needs of the students. Pray for this region of the world as more come face to face with Jesus. And World Vision has joined a conservation effort in Tanzania. They're partnering with a special farming project called butterfly farming. Farmers harvest the pupa phase to export to live butterfly showings around the world. The project not only helps them become conservation advocates, it also helps the farmers out of poverty. World Vision is a Christian relief and development organization dedicated to helping communities by tackling the causes of poverty, physically and spiritually. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.